It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It was a long time ago, before cell phones were prevalent, and I was a mom in my early 30s who had just driven our kids to the pediatrician. The Macon, Georgia doctor's office was an hour away from her home, and I was just taking the two youngest of my three, then ages 1 and 3 years old, to our scheduled appointment. Because we lived so far away, their office always gave us the last two appointments of the day, and we were grateful. The doctor had just built a new building off of a fresh spur of the highway, so the location was quite isolated in every direction, but a very nice facility compared to his old spot by the hospital there.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
His new building was also pretty far back on the new lot, and my car, a black Jeep Cherokee that we had owned for 2 years, was one of only 4 or 5 cars in the parking lot when we got there. I parked near the front door, removed the kids from their car seats, and for the next hour or so we waited, then saw the doctor, paid, and finally exited back outside. Mine was the only car left in the lot as I loaded the children in their car seats for our trip home, but as the receptionist locked the front glass doors, my car somehow wouldn't start when I turned the key. There was just an odd clicking noise. Gathering the children once again, I knocked on the door until someone allowed us back in and asked to borrow their phone to call a nearby garage for service. I found one in the phone book, and the man said that he would come, but that it might be a bit, so I told him my location, left to go back out to the car, rolled down all the windows, and loaded the children back into their seats once more as we waited. Soon we watched as all the lights were turned out in the building again and everyone left. The cars departing one by one from behind the building somewhere, leaving us now completely alone in the parking lot. As it was still light, I spent a lot of that time trying to tend to the children, digging through our car for snacks and a bottle, making sure that they weren't getting too hot, etc. Although the service station attendant said that it was probably going to be quite a while, I was pleasantly surprised when a truck pulled into the empty parking lot pretty soon and a man got out of his pickup, smiled and nodded to me, and said that he was going to raise the hood. He was middle-aged and a bit scruffy, but quite frankly, many gas station attendants sometimes look that way, especially at the end of the day, and I was grateful when he began doing something under the hood almost immediately. I sat down again in the driver's seat with the door open, waiting for him to tell me to try the engine, but he seemed to be taking a long time checking the connections, and I longed for him to just grab jumper cables, yet he never did. Without getting out of the car, I asked him what he thought was wrong, and he said,
"Oh, it's just a loose wire, not the battery."
And continued doing whatever it was he was doing. I couldn't see his face at all from where I was sitting, and his hands were slightly visible through that long, horizontal slit between the windshield and the raised hood as we waited. More than once, he said it was merely a loose wire, and if I would just come up here really quick, he could show me which one it was, so it would never happen again. I remember kind of smiling and shaking my head, saying that sadly there was no reason to show me anything as I didn't know anything about cars. I just thanked him and continued to stay in the driver's seat. again just waiting for the inevitable signal to try to start the ignition that was most surely coming any moment. At one point, I remember thinking that he was definitely flirting as he spoke, but I was trying above all to be polite and kind, as he was indeed helping us. We were hot and tired and miserable, and truthfully, I was distracted with the kids. Oddly enough, he was starting to sound a little frustrated with me, because I wouldn't come up and look at the engine. I remember thinking that I certainly didn't want to make him mad where he left us there all alone, with the sun sinking so quickly. And then the strangest thing happened. Another truck suddenly pulled into that desolate parking lot. And as it did, this nice guy working underneath my hood suddenly slammed it shut, ran to his truck, started it, and drove away very quickly, without even saying a word of goodbye. I was both confused and a little anxious when he did this, because I didn't know who was now arriving. I even remember feeling a little frightened that he had suddenly left me there alone with two little ones defenseless. Why wouldn't he at least stay and speak to whoever was parking next to me now? It certainly seemed the southerly gentleman thing to do. I looked around and was very aware once again that there were no visible cars on the road, no homes or businesses nearby, and the sun was continuing to set quickly. As this new, also unmarked pickup pulled in next to me, I got out of the car once again, this time more apprehensively. Upon exiting, though, he immediately introduced himself, and his name and voice seemed to match who I had spoken to on the phone much earlier. He then actually called me by name, apologized for being so late, and finally smiled and stared towards the road, pointing and asking who the man was that had just left so suddenly. Relieved and unfazed, I just smiled back in surprise and told him, "Well, I don't know. I thought all this time he was... you." And we both laughed slightly as he then grabbed jumper cables, walked to the front of my car, raised the hood, and started to work. I immediately sat back in the driver's seat once more, suddenly grateful that, with luck, that air conditioner would be blowing full blast shortly, and once again checking the children. While listening for the familiar words, "Try it," I had my back completely turned towards the children when he surprised me by suddenly coming to the driver's side door.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
In the strangest voice, he said, "Ma'am, is this yours?" And when I looked into his hands, he was holding a long, thin, dagger-like looking device that was about a foot and a half in length. It appeared to be very old and covered with reddish rust, yet on one end it had tiny circular small finger holes, as if it was a mix of a long thin sword and scissors oddly combined. I remember being amazed but not frightened, and I asked where he had found them. "Under the hood," he replied. I said just matter-of-factly that I had never seen them before, but how weird was it that those things had somehow been stuck and undiscovered in my car for all those years? And shook my head in surprise. He continued to stand there and stare at them unbelievingly, and he looked oddly pale too, like he couldn't find the words to speak for a bit, just continuing to stare at the unusual object. Honestly, I didn't care one bit about it. All I could think about was getting the car going, letting me pay him, and leaving. He didn't say anything else, just quickly set them on the curb, started his truck, and then signaled for me to start the Jeep. And when it immediately caught, my 3-year-old cheered. Grateful, I quickly turned on the air conditioner full blast, rolled up all the windows, aimed the air vents back towards the back seat, and reached for my purse to pay out. I stood up and took a few steps to meet him so I could hear the amount now owed. With both of my vehicles running, he came back around to my driver's side, but instead of handing me the bill, irritated me a bit by walking right past me and picking up that weird object once more. "Ma'am," he said slowly, "I want you to look at these one more time," and held them out for closer inspection. This time I moved a bit closer and actually really looked. In his hands, the item still appeared incredibly large, possessing an almost bayonet-looking quality except for the strangely small two loops on one end. I had never seen anything like it and told him so. As he held it, he spoke quietly and slowly to me as if trying desperately to make me understand something that was somehow still going over my head. "These weren't hidden somewhere in the engine, ma'am. They hadn't been there a very long time at all, because they were sitting right on top. They must have just been put there." I shook my head no and half smiled as I said, "But they're obviously very old and rusty." To which he pointed more closely and replied, "Yeah, but see how sharp they are? These look like they'd just been sharpened." And when I looked down, he was right. The long, skinny, dagger-like shape was unusual, but by far the oddest quality was just how sharp it appeared to be. The edges at the tip where the rust had been removed were gleaming silver. As I paid him, his final words to me were, "Ma'am, I don't know what was about to happen here, but I'm really glad I pulled up when I did." He quietly thanked me when taking the payment, told me that I probably needed to call the police when I got home, and then asked me where I wanted the item. I didn't want to touch it, didn't want to take it at all, but I released the back window so he could place it inside. We both then left the lot together, him turning one way, me turning the other towards the small winding highway that would lead me home, still about an hour away. I did indeed contact the Macon police the moment that we arrived home and I got the children inside safely. But although they listened politely, they declined when I offered to bring the scissor-like thing to them later. The officer I spoke to said that they sounded as if though they were specialized surgical shears, from my description and measurements on the phone, which I found quite disturbing, as you can imagine. I remember wondering how he would even know that, why he would say that. I had tried so carefully not to touch any of the surfaces, hoping that they might be able to lift prints or test it for blood if they wanted. But the story seemed to bore him a bit, and he didn't seem interested. His attitude insinuated that, as there were no longer an emergency, it was of no importance now. At the very end of the call, as if to wind things up, he did say that it sounded as if though I was very lucky and that I might want to keep the shears for a few days, just in case someone from his office got back with me later. But that was all. I wrapped them carefully in newspaper and placed them in the brick storage unit behind our house, and there they remained for several more years, untouched, until we moved away and I finally, not wanting to bring them across several states, reluctantly threw them in the trash. Around that time, though, if you look through old news reports, women were going missing all over Georgia. Some bodies were eventually found, but others remain missing to this very day. I have often wondered what would have happened if the service station attendant hadn't arrived when he did. If my children would still have a mother, if I would still have my son and daughter, if I would have missed all those years with them. I guess I'll never know. But I learned something very important about myself that day. I had always felt that I was pretty aware of my surroundings, pretty good at reading people and staying safe. But because I was exhausted and tired and hot and stranded in a different city, my common sense and intelligence simply left me for a bit and wasn't working at that time.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more.
Giant Eagle. Because it matters.
Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And many of my friends and family still think that our car trouble that day and my lack of awareness could have easily have cost us our lives.
Chat rooms I've always been okay with. It's the idea of turning my camera on that always freaked me out. I think just chatting, just using text, gave enough distance. Enough, you know, anonymity to let you talk freely and not really worry about what you were saying. Especially if the person you were talking to was a stranger. But when you're on camera talking to them, well, that's something different. Then you kind of feel like you're being observed or scrutinized or whatever. It's uncomfortable. Plus, I never liked the idea of people knowing too much about me. Chat rooms are fine, as long as you have the distance. I think before what happened, my paranoia about cameras was started by my dad. He'd always have a piece of black electrical tape over the lens at the top of his laptop. I actually used to laugh at him about it. "When the camera's on," I used to say, "you can tell, because there's a little green light that comes on at the top. If the light isn't on, the camera isn't on." My dad's usual mega paranoid response was to shake his head and laugh. "You really think that's true? You really put your faith in that one little light bulb? As if the people who can hack phone lines or build a computer in the first place couldn't just switch the light off if they wanted to? Nah, I think I'll keep the camera covered, thanks." What was hilarious about this was that my dad talked like he had classified documents and top secret military information on his battered old laptop. As if the CIA and the FBI were going to hack into his computer just to look at the photos from his latest camping trip with the guys or read endless documents about different types of fishing tackle. It was actually hilarious. Still, I did take to putting a piece of tape or a post-it note over that little glass circle that represented the camera lens on my computer. I may have laughed at his paranoia, but I also caught it as well. With the lens covered and the camera not enabled, I'd use chat rooms happily. Sometimes with friends or in group forums. Sometimes with complete strangers where I would be careful to hide my name and not give out too much information about who or where I was. I felt fairly confident that I was anonymous. Until one day, about 3 months ago. I'd been chatting to a guy, a stranger, online for about an hour, and he seemed quite cool. After a while, he asked if he could see what I looked like, and I said no. That I didn't like being on camera online or sharing photos. When he asked why, I just said that it made me uncomfortable, and almost as a joke, I shared my dad's thing about the tape over the lens. The guy sent some smiley face emojis to show that he found the whole idea amusing, but then started to get all weird and conspiracy theory on me. "You know," he wrote, "if they wanted to use the camera, if they wanted to see what you were doing, who you were talking to, all that kind of stuff, they could." When I asked, a little sarcastically, who they were supposed to be, there was a long pause. Eventually, when he responded, his response sent a chill down my body. "They is me," he wrote. I thought about ending the chat right then, but we had got on up to that point and part of me thought it might be a joke. Either way, I still glanced up at the tape covering my camera lens. After a moment, he replied again. "Nice dog. Is it a corgi?" I smiled and asked him what the hell he was talking about, explaining that I didn't have a dog and that I had never had one. "Well, you're holding one in that photo on your desktop," was his reply. I felt my blood run cold. It was true. On my desktop, as part of a collection of photos I was planning to edit, was one of me clutching my friend's corgi dog, Bella. I typed back hurriedly. "How did you see that? How can you have seen that? Are you some kind of hacker or something?" No response. "Anyway," I wrote, "that isn't even me." His three-word answer made me swear off chat rooms forever after that. "Yes, it is," he wrote. Then, just for a few seconds, quick enough for me to see it, but not long enough for me to screenshot it, an image flashed up on the monitor. It was me, in my room, wearing the exact clothes I had on at that moment. What was worse, far worse though, was that the photograph was taken from a different angle to my laptop camera. I slammed the laptop shut, screamed for my dad, and spent the next 4 hours searching the room for a camera. My dad even went out and bought a metal detector to go around the room to try to find it. There was nothing, but my dad offered to switch rooms with me so that I would feel more comfortable. A lot of people I tell don't believe me when I tell them this story. What freaked me out even more, though, was that when I told the guys who really understand computers, the ones whose opinions I trust, they were not in the least bit surprised. In real life, I'd say I'm generally quite a shy and introverted person. While I wouldn't say I was a loner or that I was withdrawn in any way, I have plenty of friends, I would say that I don't like being the center of attention. I'm happy for others to hog the limelight or dominate the conversation and content to just hang back and let them be the focus. Online and in chat rooms, it's a different story. Mostly because in chat rooms, I'm never myself. I love talking in chat rooms, especially with strangers. Not because I'm self-obsessed or because I'm particularly switched on by meeting new people, but because I have the freedom to roleplay, even if the other person doesn't realize that the roleplay is happening. At different times and with different people, I'll adopt completely different personas, become a different character. These personas are like characters I've invented. The people on the other end of the line have no idea that they're talking to a 19-year-old girl from Texas unless I tell them. But sometimes, I don't. Sometimes, I pretend to be Jessica, the 34-year-old part-time model and fashion designer from Beverly Hills, who's obsessed with designer labels and certain TV shows. Sometimes I pretend to be Maddie, the 25-year-old rocker chick who's into the Ramones, reads Nietzsche, and has deep conversations about philosophy and religion. Sometimes, I even pretend to be boys, like Chad, the college jock who's on the wrestling team, and talks to strangers about his problems with his equally fictitious girlfriend, Tiffany. For the person on the other end, there isn't a difference. As far as they know, they really are talking to Jess, Maddie, or Chad. They carry on the conversation as if the character I've invented is real, when I get to practice a bit of storytelling and fantasy. Up until around a month ago, I would have said you should try it, because it's fun. Now, I'd say you shouldn't. One Friday, I got a call from a friend of mine who started the conversation without even saying hello. Instead, she just jumped right in with, "What's with all the friend requests?" I remember thinking this was a strange way to start a conversation, but before I could respond, my phone started to buzz with another call, and another, and another. Texts, notifications from different social media accounts, all flooding in at the same time. I decided to ignore them until I finished this conversation and asked my friend what she was talking about. She said that she had received 3 friend requests on Facebook and 4 new followers on Instagram, all from different accounts with different names, but all with my picture. "Who the hell is Maddie or Jess?" she said, as I felt my legs turn to jello. I told her I'd call her back and checked my other messages. They were from my other friends, all furious at me for hurling abuse at them. Apparently, they had received the same friend requests from people with the name of the characters I created, all with my photo. When they accepted it, they got a torrent of the most hideous abuse and vile pictures posted on their timelines. Disgusting images, and the kinds of phrases and threats that you wouldn't wish on anyone. I won't repeat them here, but trust me, they would be enough to get you banned from most platforms. For a moment, I struggled to work out what was going on, but eventually in time, I figured it out. Someone had realized that I was playing all of these characters in chat rooms, and had decided to teach me a lesson. The only way that would be possible, I thought, was if they had somehow hacked or cloned my computer, or if they had actually seen me using the chat rooms, on my phone or on my laptop, and decided to play a cruel trick on me, to ruin my friendships with other people and paint me out as this vile person. I ran anti-spyware software through my computer and found nothing. It hadn't been hacked, or at least didn't look like it had. Then I thought back to when I might have left my phone or laptop unattended. Thought about who might have had access to them while I wasn't around, and could have figured out that I was playing several characters at once.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Who might want to play this cruel trick to isolate me from my friends, and why? Remember I said about the first friend who called? The one who asked, "What's with all the friend requests?" Well, I left my laptop at hers one night after we were studying together. It's the only other person who would have had access to it. Let's just say, she is no friend of mine anymore.
Our official merch store is finally here. If you want to support more of our channel, check out our merch shop. The link is in the description down below. See you on the next video.
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.